Are you dead ass?
Micah, you don't have to lie to me.
Bye. Derek tried to get Micah to stay, but he knew she was pissed.
I can't believe you would ask me that.
Then why would you run away from the police?
I freaked out. I was called down to the office and saw two officers waiting for me. I felt like I couldn't breathe, so I ran out of the school. I couldn't go in there. But Nia, you gotta know, I would never hurt Ronnie.
If you didn't do it, then turn yourself in.
Jason, stop!
No, too late for that, little lady. He about to get his ass whooped.
I'm finna kill you, old man.
No.
Get off of
Dad,
me!
Dad, put the gun down!
Move!
No!
Hey, you. This is Tales of the Text. Short fiction stories filled with drama, secrets, and plot twists marinated in Black teen culture. Today's tale is Screamed, Part 2, The Finale.
Y'all, I want a house in the hills I pay big bills for. I ain't got in pocket. I want an empty
so,
house. So,
we meet again, but this time with Lydia hiding from the camera. Not that that matters much anyway. Her episode is being stitched all over TikTok, with some folks making fun of her and others explaining the increasing exclusivity of college and the cycle of poverty it creates. No matter the hot takes, Lydia does not enjoy being plastered all over YouTube as a joke and on Instagram as the next up-and-coming meme.
The whole point of this is to take your minds off of things.
Yeah.
We can't do that if you're still on your phone.
How do I not be on my phone right now? It's ringing 24/7.
Hey, stop acting like you don't know what D&D means.
Oh.
Don't act surprised. It'll all calm down soon.
It was her.
Who?
And now we revisit when all the shenanigans began and the wheels started turning in that mind of hers.
It's all going to pass, okay, babe? You don't have to be here. I mean, I'd actually approve of you ditching right now.
I think I need your approval.
You know what I mean. Let's go.
Where to next, you ask? Shit, I don't know. As long as it gets the whimpering to stop, I'm here for it.
It's good, right? I told you you'd like it.
Cute. So the way to her heart is through her stomach.
See, we could be trying new restaurants when I'm in town more often. I hate that nasty-ass college food.
We could. Ooh, a new segment where I try out new food spots for my channel. I love just you and me. I love that.
You look better. How are you feeling?
I don't know. It's like, part of me kind of knew. Part of me just wished for the impossible. I legit still don't know what I'm good at. And as much as I know, Daddy is proud of me. I know he knows I'm not the next Jimmy Neutron, that I've just been trying my best.
And that's something to be proud of. I mean, look, you're fire at this video YouTube thing. And lots of people in media fields aren't even going to college anymore. I want to be a doctor, so I can't get around it. But maybe you can. There are other ways.
And why would you want a non-college educated girlfriend? Your passion for kids and the care you have for other people is what I love about you. My dad is out here leveling up nonprofits. What does hosting a YouTube say about me?
It says you have other interests and that's okay. You never know the doors I could open for you if you take a media professional route. Fuck all that comparison talk. As long as you're doing what's right for you, I'll always want you right beside me.
Thanks, babe. I just wish damn near my lowest moment wasn't out there for the world to see.
I looked, and honestly, there are hella kids who post their college decision reaction videos, rejections included.
But I didn't post that. I didn't even realize I was still recording. I mean, I know transparency is number one on my channel, but that was never supposed to make it online.
I know.
Can't believe I was so out of it that I left my hard drive in class.
Again, it's not your fault. The real question is, who the hell was snooping through your shit?
Fuck.
What?
I forgot I had grad practice in an hour. Not going to that.
What you mean you're not going?
I mean I'm not going.
Merriam-Webster's got nothing on her.
Sure, they can send me my shit in the mail.
And your pop's going for that.
All right, let's get the check.
How are you holding up?
I'm not.
Man, fuck this school. I don't see why you came back. I snatched a cord out of one of those TVs so fast, I refused to watch it.
Thanks, sis. You know Daddy wasn't gonna let me miss graduation. It's our degree, remember?
Yeah. But this is only practice, right?
If I'm gonna go, I'm not going looking like a fool.
You're right. Well, hopefully it goes by fast. Let me get up out of here before Mr. Jenkins notices I'm not in class.
Fuck Jenkins. I can't be in here by myself.
Since when?
Since I became Lydia, the bimbo head vlogger.
You said it. But sorry, girl. That C+ ain't gonna earn itself.
Now that's a grading scale.
For real? All right. See you at home.
Students, practice begins in 5 minutes.
Spotted. A teacher's pet, kikiing with her minions, and an angry YouTuber with a mission headed her way. What's gotten into Lydia, you ask? Only the shade room knows.
Glad to see you at practice, Lydia. I thought you'd be out of here for days after your little breakdown. Would you happen to have an update for Mr. Duncan?
It's been a few hours, Deanna. You know I don't have no updates.
But I didn't, though.
Well, I know that you posted that video all across school.
So you really don't know shit.
Oh, but I do. You were the last person in class with me hounding me about my college acceptance. And your trifling ass already knew. You were ready to put your nose in all my files when you realized I left my heart dry.
So not only are you a good storyteller, you're delusional. Again, the world doesn't revolve around you, Lydia. Everybody ain't thinking about your whack-ass YouTube channel and your whack-ass videos.
A hater really does what they say they do.
True.
You're mad at the wrong person. I'm not the reason your only friend is your raggedy girlfriend.
Ooh?
I'm not the reason she went away to school.
Ah, okay.
And I'm definitely not the reason you didn't get into Southwestern. You can keep that miserable energy. I have a future to focus on.
Students, time to line up. Get in order by the number we handed to you when you got to the auditorium.
Good luck on yours.
Meet me by the 9. The next stop on the Calm Lydia Down train is on its way to the station.
Lame? I can't wait.
Alexa, play Lost by Frank Ocean.
It was her.
Who?
Oh, Kay.
Kaylin? What happened to Kaylin? I'm confused. Slow down.
She did this.
Posted the videos.
Yes, what a piece of work. I swear to...
How do you even know that? I thought you said it was Deanna.
I thought it was Deanna. I was pretty fucking sure until I confronted her about it. She wouldn't miss an opportunity to rub it in my face. Look at this. Remember our cousin Patty?
No.
Patricia, the one whose boyfriend cheated on her as soon as they hit the quad.
Oh, yeah. You won't let me forget.
The first account to post a video of me on TikTok is Trisha821.
That still doesn't prove anything.
But it does. Kay's birthday?
August.
12th.
Why would she...
The YouTube account name is Patty, and the IG name is straight up Patricia. How could she?
I'm speechless. Never your own sister. I mean, she was the one blowing me up and she claimed she caught wind of the video.
And they say I'm no Albert Einstein. Couldn't even think to be more creative than to switch up these troll accounts. I should have known when she mocked me in the auditorium, claiming she never watched the video.
You gonna tell your dad?
Nah, I got something for that ass. No need to get him involved.
Maybe just talk to her?
Here you go being Miss Save-A-Ho.
For real, that is your sister?
Tell her that. I'm over here finding out my sister shared one of my lowest moments with the entire school. Not to mention she snooped through my stuff, then playing all hunky-dory straight in my face.
All I'm saying is if she went to these lengths, maybe she's trying to get your attention.
Put the psych degree down and put the supportive girlfriend hat on, please.
So she's obviously paid some attention in school. Shannon Alder did say we're not one-dimensional human beings.
I'm out. Thanks for all this. It's just too much. Call me when you're ready to think of what I need instead of playing my sister's psychologist. I have some time to get some tips on how I run my channel. Want to meet for a few tonight?
finally. Yes, so excited.
Why don't we just call her George Foreman? Because one thing about Lydia, she's gonna throw fuel on the fire.
Look at you, already getting a head start.
Might as well. I know I'm supposed to Ben start helping you with your channel and everything.
You're right. So what's first?
First, all that time I spent you tell me why you posted that video of me.
What? I didn't post anything.
Yo, think I'm so smart ass? Let the incognito window open. Patricia, Patty, or whoever you're calling yourself today.
Girl, get out of my room. Why are you snooping through my stuff?
A word. I should be asking the same thing.
You so foully. I've been asking you for help for so long, and all you do is give excuses.
Well, I'm so sorry for being a full-time student, most-time YouTuber, and aspiring college student. I am such trash for not having all the time in the world.
You got that right. You could call me when you were sad about the video being out. You could make time then. But I've been fishing for anything from you for so long. I got tired of it, okay?
You act like you ever just check in on me to check in on me. You only want to talk about YouTube. That's not all I am. I'm figuring out what more I am.
Sure.
You damn Skippy, I'm more than just my channel. You know I don't have friends at school for real. You know I found a community of people YouTubing. But maybe you didn't even try paying attention to the fact that I've also been trying to find out who I am without it.
And that meant you couldn't make, like, 5 minutes for me? Like you did right now? Get out of my room!
Gladly.
Daddy's right. You got the attitude from your mama's side.
Ditto.
I'm sorry, babe. I should have been doing more listening than talking.
No, I'm sorry. You spent a lot of time trying to get my spirits up, and I really appreciate that. I know you were trying to help. Call you later.
I'll be waiting.
What's up, y'all? This is awkward, but, you know, after that video went viral, yes, that video, I thought, why not respond? As you can probably tell, I did not intend to share that moment with anyone but Tasha. As you can also probably tell, not being accepted to Southwestern derails all the plans I had for the next few years. But what you didn't know was that I've always been terribly mediocre at school for forever, and I've been trying to convince myself that going to university for whatever was better than not going at all, because that's what these school counselors and my parents and my peers have been telling me. But to be honest, I don't know what I want to do. That rejection just made me face it. I know I like editing videos. I know I enjoy having conversations with my subscribers. Wait, what?
I know. You bought your way to 10,000 subscribers. Couldn't just earn it like the rest of us, huh? If only you could buy friends in real life, too. Tell that little following of yours that you actually bought the rest of them, or I'll drop receipts on IG in 2 days. Good luck, delusional Lydia. Now that we have your attention, go to your favorite app. You know, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Search Tales of the Text, subscribe or follow, press play, and duh, if you like what you hear, share with your friends. Till next time. Tales of the Text podcast is produced with support from PRX and the Google Podcast Creator Program. Created and executive produced by Joy Mitchell. Writer, Janaea Green. Lydia, voiced by Kima V. Antoine. Tasha, voiced by Osriel Raglan. Deanna, voiced by Candace Ayer. Kaylin, voiced by Keelanita Longchamp. Narrator, Joy Mitchell. Sound design by Scott Stronach. Music by Epidemic Sound.